Good morning, everyone. And thanks again to everybody involved in that beautiful breakfast this morning. Yes, a round of applause for the breakfast one. If you don't know already, you will discover as soon as the service unfolds that this is what we call Good Shepherd Sunday, where the 23rd Psalm is part of the appointed readings. And so the music this morning is a variety of settings of the 23rd Psalm. Particularly between the readings, we're going to do a very special setting that Bobby McFerrin, the jazz singer, wrote many, many years ago. And there'll be a little explanatory note prior to that. So we'll have a little introduction while you can read that. And then the choir will sing the psalm this morning. The hymns are all various paraphrases and translations of the 23rd Psalm. And we're going to begin the service this morning with a very special prelude with Paul. And this is from a composition by Leonard Bernstein from his piece, The Chichester Psalms. And it's a setting of the 23rd Psalm, The Lord is My Shepherd, sung in Hebrew to a very contemporary sounding accompaniment. If you're familiar with Leonard Bernstein's work and music like West Side Story and Candide, you'll hear a lot of those elements in this setting of the psalm. You know the words, even if you don't understand Hebrew, but it's quite an effective setting that we'll use as a prelude this morning. We hope you enjoy it and it begins your worship in a very thoughtful way today.
Ah. Good morning, everyone. Please be seated. Welcome to St. James on this beautiful fourth Sunday of Easter, and also a very happy Mother's Day to all the mothers in the crowd. It is wonderful, wonderful to join together to lift up our voices and to sing praise to the loving Creator who made all things. I do have two announcements. The first one, I think Steve stole, and it was a huge thank you to everyone who was involved in putting on the parish breakfast this morning. It was absolutely delightful and delicious, so thank you very much. And we clapped for that already. Sure. And the second one is that St. James longs to be a part of the community in which we find ourselves. And the Wortley Village community does what's called a gathering on the green. It's a wonderful opportunity for all of the businesses, churches, schools in the area, gathers on the green space just in front of the YMCA now. Is that what it is? And it's a fantastic opportunity. We have a tent that we're putting up with activities for the kids to come by and play and do things. It was so much fun last year. If you're interested in volunteering some of your time to hang out and represent St. James to our community, please see Reverend Anne. She's not here today, but she'll be coordinating something. So if you're interested in helping out with that, we would love to work alongside you. So I believe that's all I have to announce. So let's take a moment and prepare ourselves and continue with this glorious worship that we have. Please stand. Alleluia, Christ is risen. May his grace and peace be with you. Let us pray. Almighty God, to you all hearts are opened, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. And let us pray. O God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, make us perfect in every good work to do your will, and work in us that which is well-pleasing in your sight. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And please be seated for the proclamation of Holy Scripture.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Now in Joppa there was a disciple whose name was Tabitha, which in Greek is Dorcas. She was devoted to good works and acts of charity. At that time she became ill and died. When they had washed her, they laid her in a room upstairs. Since Lydda was near Joppa, the disciples who heard that Peter was there sent two men to him with the request, "Please come to us without delay." So Peter got up and went with them, and when he arrived, they took him to the room upstairs. All the widows stood beside him, weeping and showing tunics and other clothing that Dorcas had made while she was with them. Peter put all of them outside, and then he knelt down and prayed. He turned to the body and said, "Tabitha, get up." Then she opened her eyes, and seeing Peter, she sat up. He gave her his hand and helped her up. Then, calling the saints and widows, he showed her to be alive. This became known throughout Joppa, and many believed in the Lord. Meanwhile, he stayed in Joppa for some time with a certain Simon, a tanner. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you. The Lord is my shepherd, I have all I need. She makes me lie down in green meadows, beside the still water she will lead.
She restores my soul, she rights my wrongs, she leads me in a path of good things that fills my heart with songs.
Even though I walk through a dark and dreary land, there is nothing that can shake me. She has said she won't forget me. I'm in her hand.
She sets the table before me in the presence of my foes. She anoints my head with oil, and my cup overflows.
Surely goodness and kindness will follow me all the days of my life. And I will live in her house forever, forever and
with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
At that time, the festival of the dedication took place in Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was walking in the temple in the portico of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly." Jesus answered, "I have told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name testify to me. But you do not believe, because you do not belong to my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. What my Father has given to me is greater than all else, and no one can snatch it out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one. The Gospel of Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
May the words of my lips and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Well, happy Mother's Day, everyone. It's wonderful to see so many families in the church today with people that are especially here to honor their mothers. And I thought, when people are visiting us, what's a better time than this to play some Bible trivia? So that's what I'm going to do, make sure everyone's uncomfortable. So, Bible trivia time. Who has heard the term the rock of salvation when talking about God? I see a couple hands. A couple brave souls daring to play Bible trivia with me. Who has heard of the term the Lamb of God? Oh, we got some nods on that one. Should have started with that one rather than the Rock of Salvation. Who has heard the term the Lion of Judah? Oh, we've got a few. Excellent. Who has heard the term the Good Shepherd? Fantastic. Today is the fourth Sunday of Easter. It is Good Shepherd Sunday. Every year on the fourth Sunday after Easter, we celebrate the Good Shepherd Sunday. We sing Psalm 23. We recite that. We hear stories about how Jesus called his people and his flock sheep. And we reflect on what that means. But I was thinking today, how many of us actually believe that Jesus was a shepherd? Not really. It's a metaphor. Who actually thinks that God is the rock of salvation in the fact that God is a rock floating out there somewhere in space that we can build on? No. Who thinks that God is actually a lion who lives in Judah? No. See, the truth is, when we come to talk about God, we are talking about something so far beyond human experience and expression that we struggle to find words to articulate the things that deep down inside we know about God. We try to use similes and examples and analogies to talk about what God is in our life and doing in our world. So in that sense, God is the rock of our salvation. Jesus is the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. God is the Good Shepherd who looks after us. And in some ways, especially as we just sang in the psalm, God is also our mother. Last weekend, I was able to take the weekend off and head up to Kingston for an ordination of a family friend. I'll tell you that story sometime. It was Roman Catholic, and I got really mad at the sermon. Not that Roman Catholics are bad, this was just a very bad sermon. But the really nice part of that trip was I got to spend time with my brother-in-law and sister-in-law and their family, and I got to watch firsthand the love and care that goes into raising a child. And I reflected on that from someone who doesn't have kids yet, but was able to reflect and see an image, a shadow, a glimmering of the love that God has for each and every one of us. When my nephew went over and opened up the drawer under the sink that had all the cleaning chemicals, and we said, no, don't open that door. And he got a little upset and closed it. And then wondered, can I touch the door? Is that okay? And then we said, no, don't touch the door. So then he touched the hinge. Was the hinge okay? No, don't touch the hinge. And then it was, can I touch this drawer? Well, that drawer was okay. I saw a reflection of how humanity interacts with God. God tells us not to do something, and we go, huh, but is this okay? God tells us, no, maybe you shouldn't do that. And we go, oh, but what about this? In many ways, because both male and female, we are created in the image of God, a God who is beyond gender, we can look at mothers and see how God interacts with each and every one of us. God cares with a patience and a kindness and a love towards us that is inspiring and invites us to do the same. God gets exasperated with us the way that mothers can get exasperated with their children, if we're being honest. But that love never ends. That love never ceases. In our reading this morning, we heard about Dorcas. I love saying that name in church. In fact, we actually have a stained glass window to Dorcas along the side. So if you haven't noticed on your way out of the church today, take a look at the Dorcas window. I think it's that one on that side. I need to double check. But yes, we have a window dedicated to Dorcas, a woman who cared greatly and did what she could to create things and give them back to the community around her. I remember last weekend when I was up in Kingston with the family, my nephew drew me a picture just for me. He's 2. It was terrible. But it wasn't about it objectively being a beautiful picture. It was the care that he put into it for me that I found so beautiful. The story we hear of Dorcas is someone who cared for others because of the care that she received from her God. The care that she had inspired her to care for others. A former bishop of mine told a story that will stay with me for a very long time. He came from the UK and was sitting and praying in York Minster Cathedral, one of the glorious, glorious cathedrals in England. And he was looking around and thinking, man, we spent so much money on this place year after year after year. And if we let it fall down, we could give that money to other groups, to things like that. And he had a moment where he felt God speak to him. And he said, do you remember that picture your son drew for you? That's what York Minster is to me. It's not perfect. It's not the be-all and end-all. But the things that we do that imitate the love that God has, not just for us, but for all creation, has a beauty and is cherished by God in a way that mothers truly understand. The love that God shows us, the love that we show our children and each other, the love that they will show their children when their time comes, that love forms a chain that goes back to the founding of this world. We are a part of God's creating that love. And when we act in love, we share in the building up of the kingdom of God. Is it a real kingdom with a castle? No. It's a metaphor that speaks to a reality, to something that we have trouble putting into words. That there is goodness beyond measure. There is hope beyond all fear. There is love that roots out darkness. Let us give thanks to God this day, who is our great shepherd, who is our great mother. Amen. Would the congregation please stand? And let us confess the faith of our baptism as we say, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. I'd invite the congregation to adopt a position of prayer for the prayers of the people.
Give thanks to the Lord. Rejoice and praise his name. Lord Jesus, you are the great and good shepherd of your church. May we always recognize your voice and follow your calling. Teach us to faithfully live as people redeemed by your love. Give thanks to the Lord.
Rejoice and praise his name.
Lord Jesus, as our comforting Good Shepherd, on this day dedicated to honoring our mothers, we thank you for the gift of those who loved and guided us. We recognize the special love of all parents, which reflects your boundless love and support. Give thanks to the Lord.
Rejoice and praise his name.
Lord Jesus, as our compassionate Good Shepherd, we know you see the desperate and hurting people who are torn apart by war and conflict. Please, allow your goodness and mercy to follow the children, women, and men who face immense challenges. Give the leaders of all nations a vision for peace, justice, and reconciliation. Give thanks to the Lord.
Rejoice and praise his name.
Lord Jesus, as our healing Good Shepherd, the scriptures declare that you heal the brokenhearted and bind up their wounds. We pray for all those needing your healing touch at this time, especially Sylvia, Robert, Gavin, Catherine, Sherry, and Tom, and any others we would now name in our hearts. Give thanks to the Lord. Lord Jesus, as our Good Shepherd, you are the author of our salvation and the hope of eternal life. We commend to those who have passed from this world, give us your flock to dwell in the goodness and mercy of your eternal kingdom. Give thanks to the Lord.
Rejoice and praise his name forever.
Amen.
My dear friends in Christ, God is steadfast in love and infinite in mercy. He welcomes sinners and invites them to his table. Let us confess our sins, confident in God's forgiveness. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Please stand. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Let us share that peace with one another. Let us pray. God of loving care, you spread before us the table of life and give us the cup of salvation to drink. Keep us always in the fold of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and our Shepherd. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
Blessed are you, gracious God, creator of heaven and earth. We give you thanks and praise for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. For he is the true Paschal Lamb that taketh away the sin of the world. By his death he destroyed death, and by his rising to life again, he has won for us eternal life. Therefore, joining our voices with the whole company of heaven, we sing our joyful hymn of praise to proclaim the glory of your name.
Holy,
thanks to you, Lord our God, for the goodness and love you have made known to us in creation, in calling Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all, in the word made flesh, Jesus your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, a death he freely accepted, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, Father, according to his command,
we remember his death, we proclaim his resurrection, we await his coming in glory.
And we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son in his sacrifice, that we, made acceptable in him, may be sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, reconcile all things in Christ and make them new, and bring us to that city of light, where you dwell with all your children, through Jesus Christ our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation. By whom, and with whom, and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory are yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Lord, we died with you on the cross.
Now we are raised to life.
We were buried in your tomb.
Now we share your resurrection.
Live in us, that we may live in you. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Let us pray. God of steadfast love, watch over the church redeemed by the blood of your Son. May we who share in these holy mysteries come safely to your eternal kingdom, where there is one flock and one shepherd. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, the risen Lord.
Amen.
And we say together, glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be with you and remain with you always. Amen. Our service of worship comes to its close, but our service to each other and to God's world begins renewed and refreshed. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Alleluia.